Welcome to our very, very special segment on the top 10 ways to survive the holidays with your family and friends. I'm your host, Mr. Villain, and this is Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. The holidays are upon us, and while they bring moments of joy and togetherness, they can also stir up stress, chaos, and a little bit of family drama. But fear not, in this survival guide, we're here to help you navigate the highs and the lows, the laughter, and the inevitable bumps along the way. From handling last-minute shopping to keeping the peace at the dinner table, we've got you covered with tips, tricks, and a few reminders that, in the end, it's all about finding comfort in the chaos. And today, our special guest, or my co-host, is Gigi Luigi, and we're just going to go down the top 10 of this survival guide. Let's take you higher.
Let's take you higher with some festifier.
It's the most dramatic time of the year.
Holidays on the couch snoring up a storm.
While the turkey's dry and the wine's not warm.
Hey! The kids are wild, broke mom's anti-face. Grandma's asking why you're not saving face. Gigi Luigi, grab the mic, my friend. Let's sing about the drama that will never end. Oh, holidays gone haywire, it's a merry little mess. Family's like a bonfire, you can't help but confess. We laugh, we cry, we shout, we sigh, but in the end it's all alright. Holidays gone haywire, it's the best kind of fight.
My uncle brought his friend who no one has met. Dad's carving ham while the dog's the sous chef. Grandpa selling stories of when gas was a dime. While the Wi-Fi's down, oh, what a crime.
Hey!
Cracking jokes keeps the mood afloat. While Mr. Villain saves the pie from being toast.
Pass the eggnog, it's all in the game.
Holiday haywire, it's never tame.
Hey! Oh, holidays gone haywire, it's a merry little mess. Family's like a bonfire, you can't help but confess. We laugh, we cry, we shout, we sigh, but in the end it's all alright. Holidays gone haywire, it's the best kind of fight.
The night winds down and we're feeling spent. Gigi still dancing though the crowd's all bent. Mr. Villain grabs a drink, sighs with a grin. Survived another year, let's do it again!
Hey!
The snow falls soft, covers all the strife. Reminds us there's love in this holiday life. So let's raise a toast to the highs and lows. It's haywire now, but that's how it goes.
Hey! Oh, holidays gone haywire, it's a merry little mess. Family's like a bonfire, you can't help but confess. We laugh, we cry, we shout, we sigh, but in the end it's all alright. Holidays gone haywire, it's the best kind of fight.
And that's why they call it the most wonderful time of the year. Remember folks, drama's just the gift that keeps on giving. And that's why they call it the most wonderful time of the year. And that's why they call it the most wonderful time of the year.
And that's why they call it the most wonderful time of the year.
Remember, folks, drama's just the gift that keeps on giving.
And that's why they call it the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back to Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain. And as always, we have to my extreme left, Gigi Luigi. Hey, Gigi, are you there?
I'm always here. Extreme left. I am...
Extreme left.
I don't even know where I'm at anymore.
There's no reason you should. Clearly, it's not working. Okay. So all fun aside, guys, today is a very important topic. It's about the holidays. And God knows you need something besides Snoopy and Charlie Brown to watch or listen to over the holidays. So with that being said, let's get started. So all the holidays, right? That magical time of year when homes are decorated with twinkling lights, kitchens are filled with the aroma of freshly baked pies, and family gatherings are a recipe for chaos. Let's face it, folks. Family drama is as much a part of the holiday season as eggnog and fruitcake. So welcome to the Higher Point on this, where today we're giving you the ultimate survival guide to navigating family drama this holiday season. Of course, we're going to be talking about all the things that go down within the holidays. So Gigi, let me ask you, do you have any family drama that comes rearing its head around the holiday season?
Yes and no. My family drama is so dramatic that we don't really see each other on the holidays too often anymore. Me and my sisters are pretty close, but not too much with my mom and dad. So
okay.
So yes and no. So
okay.
But the people I do see, there's not much drama. The people I do see, there's not much drama.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there experiencing tons of drama, and for some, the holiday season gives them the anxiety. You know, butterflies in your stomach, an ill feeling that just encompasses your whole body. Yeah, that's when you know it's Christmas time. For me, that's when I know something's going down and it ain't just St. Nick. But let's go ahead and kind of dive into this. So let's start with some cold hard facts to get everybody ready for the Christmas and the Thanksgiving season. Did you know that 65% of Americans report that family gatherings are a major source of stress during the holidays? Financial pressures, political arguments. We had a big one this year. And that one relative who just can't let go of an old grudge. It's like the perfect storm. Add in heightened expectations for a perfect holiday, and it's no wonder so many people dread this season. And I know that you kind of got off easy with, not easy, but kind of got off easy with not dreading the season so much, because you don't dread the season, do you, Gigi? You kind of like this season, I think, right?
That's okay. It's just kind of like, that's the thing. That's the thing that kind of sucks about, yeah, with the family stuff, there comes drama sometimes. Not really big in the drama, but like, there's also that tradition and, you know, makes you enjoy the holiday a little bit more.
I think so, yeah. But I mean, even celebrities aren't immune. The Kardashians may make it look glamorous, but behind the scenes, even their holiday specials probably involve at least one shouting match and a few lawyers. I mean, if you think about it, so many people dive into these holidays and they're not prepared for what's lurking on the other side. I mean, there've been tons of movies about these kinds of things, like Home for the Holidays was a great one. I mean, there's been a few, but let's dive right into the survival guide that you and I created for people who, you know, don't have it as easy as we do, because I don't do anything for the holiday season. Sometimes I'll have friends over and I'll cook food. Most times I just cook food for me and people that are around me, but I don't really do much that's crazy. And I like when my grandparents were around, when everybody was at grandma's house. So the survival guide, the 10 top points to survive this holiday season, collected through multiple studies and scientific facts of stressors. The number one, or the first one, is set realistic expectations. Okay. We're not the Waltons. This isn't a sunny gym in the 1950s. Your family isn't a Hallmark movie cast, so don't expect it. And don't expect them to be any different than they already are. I mean, does that seem fair enough there, Gigi?
Oh, absolutely. That's my thing about, like, I don't really try to involve myself with drama. If me and someone are beefing in my family, I just kind of just stay to myself, even at family gatherings. But aside from that, like, yeah, like, it's still nice to be to bring the family back together, because like there's still like a strong connection there regardless of all the drama and whatnot. So but yeah, you're right, the expectations, you want to kind of limit that, because that puts a lot of pressure on like the host. You can put a lot of pressure on, you know, like gift giving and you know, like a whole, like there's just a lot of drama that comes with that just in general.
Yeah, just a litany of extra stuff that you don't really have to deal with unless you're setting yourself up for failure. And you like drama, you know, don't start doing that, you know, doing the ashes around and, you know, preparing the house for to expel demons if you're the demon. I'm just saying, I mean, it could just be you. So number two, guys, Know your triggers. And this is a, I mean, this is, the people will tell you this is a liberal word. It's a left-leaning thing. Ooh, I'm triggered. But it's an everything thing for a lot of different people. So anticipate the topics that might ignite conflict and prepare to navigate them. So I was looking at a study on all the people who have family members who are Trump supporters. And, you know, this is just an election season where we thought it was going to go one way and it went an entirely different way. And it's just making us feel a little crabby. It's also making us feel a little bit, you know, anxious about meeting those people who are going to gloat because their guy won. Although we have to figure out why we have to not allow that to trigger us. Do you have anybody in your family, Gigi, who that would trigger you in something like that? And when you go down to the table?
No, no one triggers me on like politics. I feel like if you're that invested and involved in politics without running and trying to participate in that, doing something productive, you're kind of a little biased and probably brainwashed by like not a specific party, but your specific party, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like whoever, it could be left or right, doesn't necessarily matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing. You shouldn't. With politics, man, like I know it affects everyone's daily life, but
it really does. I don't know why.
The politicians you shouldn't be a fan of the politicians, no matter what.
Yeah, they should just be in there doing their job like they said they were going to do. That's why we elected them.
Yeah, for sure. It shouldn't be like this huge meltdown across the country. Like there's still things set in place. Like he's not going to be a dictator. Like, yeah,
It's a lot.
The fear mongering in the media doesn't help. So
yeah, but the media is what differentiates us. If you think about a guy, the media has to sell you a story, and they don't want to sell you a happy go lucky story because humans don't like happy stories like that. We want to know what's going on in the Middle East. We want to know who started it, who we're fighting. That's the American. That's just as American as apple pie. I mean, it really is. But let's continue on. Number three, pick your battles. Not every jab deserves a comeback. Let minor comments slide off your back like water off a dove's ass. Don't go looking for a fight if there's not a fight to be had. What do you think about that, Gigi?
Oh, definitely. Like, again, it kind of goes back into like, know your triggers. Like, there's a lot of families with rules like you don't talk about money, politics, or religion while we're together. Right. And it's for that reason that, you know, just starts an argument that's like, all right, well now, you know, because alcohol is involved, you know, so we're going to say something stupid and here we go. So
we all know what alcohol does to a great old family gathering. I mean, and also it's cultural. So it depends on, you know, what culture you belong to, ethnicity or heritage or whatever the case may be. If you're in the Black culture, you're going to be drinking. There's going to be some E&J. There's going to be some Grey Goose. There's going to be some Henny. So understand that you're going to be liquored up, and that's going to make you have liquid courage. You don't need that. Tone that down and just move on with your day. Have fun. It's about having fun. And actually, it's really just about giving thanks and being grateful for what you do have, not for what you lost or you couldn't find. Number four on this one in our big old rambling how to survive the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays is create boundaries. Oh, that's the holy grail. It's okay to excuse yourself politely from heated conversations that you don't want to be involved in. And I think Gigi, you're pretty good about creating boundaries for stuff that you don't want to be involved in. I mean, what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm the first one to tell you, nah, I'm not doing this. I'm not, you know, people can come up to me and be like, you believe this or you condemn whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know, if it doesn't matter if they're my family or not. If someone comes at me, now I'm pretty reasonable. I can have like a logical conversation. But if someone's like just like trying to attack something, then I'm just like, nah, like once you grow up, then we can have an adult conversation. But I'm not talking to a child. So,
or a douche.
I mean,
just because you're family doesn't mean you're blood. I mean, theoretically, you are blood, but I mean, I have members of friends that are, to me, were more tighter, more closer than my family was at the time. So it just depends. I mean, how do you feel about that, right, Mr. Gigi?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, the blood of the covenant runs thicker than the blood of the womb, or the water of the womb.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've had better times. I don't want to say better times because that's kind of rude to my family. Yeah, but I've had really good times with, you know, my friends around this time of year, which is like us doing like a Friendsgiving or something.
Right.
Along those lines. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's all about creating boundaries and not wanting to fight. Like, damn, this ain't Jerry Springer. This ain't WWE Monday Night Smack.
Monday Night Raw. Yeah. But, and you're right though, man, you got to pick your battles. Blood is thicker than water, I guess. But like Gigi said, I mean, I've had such a blast with my friends on certain occasions where we would just go out and drive, watch the sunset, you know, just stuff that made us feel good. But yeah, the holiday season is so geared towards families now, and it always has been. You got to kind of figure out, because you don't want wars to last for years, and in some of these cases, they do. Number five is, of course, focus on the good. Remember why we are celebrating. Share joy, not differences. It's not always a competition. It's not always going to be about us or us against them and them against us. You guys are family. We're not going to go into Vin Diesel stuff. You're family. We're all family. We don't have to do that. But you can pick and choose your family and who you want to stay around and stick around. I mean, that's key. And I think that Gigi's pretty good at figuring that out because he's had to deal with this a lot longer. A lot more so often than most people do, and so have I. So focus on the good. Our number six is manage alcohol consumption. Booze and drama go hand in hand. Know your limits. I mean, how poetic, Gigi, because you don't really drink. But
luckily, yeah, I'm allergic, so.
Yeah.
Allergic to the bullshit now.
That bullshit. Fuck that drink. Yeah. That's really key though, guys. You gotta, whatever you consume for your vice to whatever it does for you, you gotta make sure that it's not ruling you and speaking for you in these situations for sure. Number seven, use humor. Channel your inner GG with a well-timed joke to diffuse tensions, right? And I think that we forget that sometimes. I think that we forget to infuse humor, show a little levity, be a little less serious. I mean, these times aren't really about seriousness. It's about, wow, it's been 20 years with you guys, or it's been 30 years with you guys, and I'm so happy and thankful you're still in my life, whether it be your friends or your family. You know what I mean? And how do you usually do that, Gigi? I know we say use humor, but some people out there don't know how to do that, especially at these times that are very stressful for a lot of people.
Well, it comes to like your mindset. Like if you have a positive mindset, you know, be optimistic, you know, appreciate the little things. That's why it's called Thanksgiving. Like actually don't just fall into the routine of like, okay, you know, this year we're doing the same thing. I mean, like, yeah, if that's the case, like, but you know, don't forget like the beauty behind it. Right. And when it comes to like the laughter, I mean, that one's hard because like, if you have a sense of humor, great, you know, use it. But if you don't, then it's like, well,
yeah.
I mean,
some people don't have.
It's all about timing. Comedy's all about timing. You know, that's
timing, stage presence. I mean, jokes have to kick. There's a lot going on, and I'm a former comedian, an ex stand up, so I could tell you that it's a lot going on, and everybody's not going to be in on the joke, and everybody's not going to get the joke.
I like to troll people. Like,
okay,
explain. You know, I'll come up with like a idiot argument about something, like, you know, how eggnog is actually really good for your skin or something, and that'll be my defense for the night. And I'll just, anytime I have a chance to argue, that's the point. Yeah,
something really stupid. That white creamy shit, isn't that really good for your skin?
I just pick something completely stupid and random, and I'll just go around and have these ridiculous arguments with people, and they'll get so frustrated. And I'm just sitting here like, no, man, like, all the herbs and spices, like, you got to think about it.
It's like 16 herbs and spices. Honestly, I really love eggnog. I don't know why I don't have any right now.
I love eggnog too, but
that's like one of my favorite things. Yeah,
that's the thing. I just cause mayhem, like, by being a troll.
You have to cause. I'm see, for me, I'm a little bit mischievous. Yeah, you got to get, look, the Holy Spirit is whatever the Holy Spirit is for you. Remember, guys, all these things were created. And I'm not trash anyone's religion or their beliefs, but all these things are created for, you know, for capitalism. For being honest, Christmas, Saint Nick, who Christmas is really named for, is a saint in Catholicism that was around, 500-600 years ago. And the whole Christmas thing about Jesus being born on Christmas is not true. He was born in September-ish, sometime in September. I'm not a practicing Bible person. But this is all for you to show how much you love people by giving them stuff, you know? And, you know, the Thanksgiving is for the groceries, for the grocer. That's when you go and buy all this food that you're never going to ever eat. That's why people take plates home when there's so much food. And then Christmas is to buy people presents that, you know, they pretty much probably don't deserve. And it's people that you're going to like anyway. So show a little humor in it. It's just, it's a time to get together and to be with the people you love, whether they are family or friends. Do you know what I'm saying? And you're right. You got to use something like Gigi's Home white cream powder for your face, because that's
important too.
No, it is important.
It is important. You're right. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Put that powder on your face. So number eight, guys, have an exit strategy. Look where all the exits are. How are you getting in and how are you getting out?
My favorite is Irish goodbye.
Yeah. If things go south, then 9 times out of 10, they probably will. Step outside for air or leave early. And sometimes step outside for air and never come back in. Just get the fuck out. Run.
Bye,
run,
y'all.
Nigga, run. What were you saying, Gigi?
I said, bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all, bitches. I was gone. You have to. Because, guys, look, either it's going to be your mental, emotional, mental strain is going to suffer that night. Or you can leave.
Yeah, you can leave. You can just wrap that shit up. There's always a postcard. You can send a postcard.
Sorry, I had to leave. It was getting a little bit. Leave.
Yeah. There's an emergency. I was tired of the bullshit.
I was done with the bullshit.
But postcards are always a thing. So,
bro, that's, you don't have to stay. Oh, great, great grandma Emily. No, fuck that old bitch. If you want to leave, you should be able to leave. And if great-great-grandma Emily is on her deathbed and she's 106 years old, she's going to understand, because there was a time when she wanted to leave, but it was in the 1950s and women didn't have no rights. No, but with that being said, always find an exit strategy, whether it be the back door, front door, side door, out of a window, if things start to go bad for you. You don't want to stick around where stuff is just heated for no apparent reason. And number nine, guys. Practice gratitude. Expressing thanks can shift the mood in the room. So if you have a lot of angry people at the table and they're just being ungrateful, nasty little gnats, just buzzing around, being just hateful and ridiculous, just flip the script. You gotta see the audience and fit your strategy in your mind to the audience. And sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. Gigi, have you ever faked it till you made it?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm a habitual weed smoker. I love smoking weed. So when you say step outside to get a breath of fresh air, it means something a little different to me. So you know what I mean?
No, I get
so,
you.
So
I'm a drinker. So
I just take a little puff pass and come back inside and chill.
And he'll chill to the next episode, whatever the episode is. Chill to the next
usually the next episode's next year. So
yeah, it's far between each other,
and it's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Sometimes. Don't mind the wait,
because we're not gonna see you. Because some of these people you're really not gonna see until another year, if that. Because families are getting, I don't know if they're getting bigger or smaller, but they're not as close as they used to be. Not when grandma and granddad, which is sad, but we're so, our lives are so fractured and so full of nonsense that we don't really even give family the credence that, we used to give them back in the past times, as we call them. like the what the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's not like that anymore. So you just got to figure out who you are, keep your inner peace, and just move forward. And, you know, practice gratitude. Say, hey, I love everything here. It's so beautiful and sparkly. And who cooked this fucking turkey? It's not even fucking dry. I love it. Whatever. Right, Gigi? That's what you got to do.
What you got to do? You got to do what you got to do, man.
Got to do what you got to do. So number 10, guys. Self-care. Wow, we love it. Self-care. Take a moment for yourself. Walk, meditate, take a few shots, smoke a bowl, or binge watch your favorite show like The Sopranos. I've been waiting. Here's the thing that self-care provides for you, though. It's in the name, self-care. Self-care. So know your boundaries, figure out what's good for you, and what's going to make you whole this holiday season and in future holiday seasons, and utilize that to be the barometer you're going to need to figure out where your self is. Gigi, you want to dive into that self-care? Because you do a lot of self-care.
Oh, yeah. I try to meditate. I try to, like, focus on, like, improving myself every day, but also, like, realizing when dramatic situations occur to just kind of remove yourself because it's not worth your patience. It's not worth your time, your attention. So I have ADHD. My attention span is limited. So I have, I got to know where I'm spending it. So,
and because Gigi is a close friend of mine, I'm always trying to get at least my share of that ADHD attention of 100% bowl of pie. And I, you know, it's very rough. It's very hard, especially because my mom also has ADHD. I have it too, but not anywhere near Gigi and my mom do. Good grief. My brother, I believe, has it. We don't want to talk about it. But it's so prevalent out there, the ADHD nightmare. And I don't remember having it so bad in the past. But, like, I'll be doing, like, 7 different things. All, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I never was like this before. Like, my fucking toes will be playing an arcade game. I'll be fucking typing with my left hand on the phone with my right. I'm like, what is going on? Has the world made us like this, Gigi? Is this the new world?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like the attention spans are going down, like, just overall. And it's like, well, shit, I already had a disadvantage. So, like, I didn't have much to lose and I already lost it.
Facts. And I feel the same way because I remember doing a lot of stuff to completion. Now I do a lot of stuff and I just be like, what was I doing 5 minutes ago? Why was I doing it? And why do I care? And that's, like, the question I ask myself all day. So there's some self-care there I have to really get into. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it is what it is.
It is what it is,
brother. So, but let's be real, guys. Sometimes family drama is unavoidable. That's when it's time to turn conflict into connection. Gigi Luigi, I know you've got some zingers for those awkward moments at the dinner table. Gigi, do you have zingers?
I don't know. Because, like, again, my type of comedy is situational. So I just troll people. So, yeah, I'll talk shit about the cooking. I'll be the one that serves the food and I'll, like, give my sister, like, all the potatoes. I'll, like, take a plate and, like, go put it in the kitchen. just, like, dumb things. Like, I'll be like, hey, I'll get your food. Go into the kitchen. Leave her
fucking food, you filth.
Yeah. Leave her plate there. Come back with mine and be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, just dumb shit like that.
You wanted some food. You fucking retard. I don't get food for women. No, but, you know, that's a different story. But no, I get you. You got to have fun, guys. Look. By all means, as long as you do it respectfully and you have boundaries, you should be able to do whatever you want to do around your family. For the most part, you can't go crazy, but show a little levity, have some fun. It's not that serious. It's gonna be like an hour or two out of your life once a year. So with that being said, you should be able to enjoy that hour or two with your family and build memories that are going to last forever. There was a situation where, and I think it was on one of the social medias, and this lady had taped the last 15 minutes of her grandma dying. And the grandma was calling out to her dead husband, who she could see in the room. And the comment section, because you guys know you got to troll that comment section, they were ripping this lady a new asshole. And I was like, no, man. My grandparents died in the early 2000s, and I wish I would have had some kind of video of them. But all I have is memories. I said, I thought what she was doing was brilliant. She knows that her grandma is going to another plane, however you want to say it, transcending. And she knows in 20, 30 years, she's going to want to see that again and be like, oh, grandma, you know, I miss you. Now all she would have had was memories like I did. And it's worth the time to evaluate what these memories do for you. Like in this case, these are going to be memories that you'll hold with yourself forever. The times you spent with people who are no longer here, that's a huge thing, man. So at the end of the day, guys, the holidays don't have to be perfect to be meaningful. The key is to protect your peace. Focus on what really matters and let go of the pressure to control everything. Sometimes the most memorable moments are born from the chaos. I mean, is that right, Gigi? Do you think that is kind of an adequate lesson to take from all this?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. There's some beauty in the chaos of it all. You know, again, like yeah. Through the thick and thin is what brings you together anyway. So, you know, that's, again, it's not like you control the outcome.
Yeah.
You control whether or not it ruins the relationship or not. You know what I mean? Like certain stupid, right. You know, petty drama stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, yeah, be appreciative of your family. You know, that's mm-hmm. what the point of it is of the holiday, and that's like beautiful.
Yeah.
So, and I think that.
Go ahead. Sad. Sorry.
No, you're good. I was just saying, like, I think everybody should practice some more positive thinking, less negative thinking, anyway.
Yeah. Guys, we are here on this planet for a short spent of dirt. When you look back on everything, it's a collection, a collage of moments, memories, things you did with people you loved. So, you know, understand that when you're doing these things, these are people that you may never, ever see again. I remember the last time I had a Christmas dinner or a Thanksgiving dinner with my grandma, and this was in the late 90s that I can remember, because she passed away in 2004. She went to a facility. And at the time, I could not tell you that I believed that would be the last time I'd see my grandma the way she was before she got sick. And I will be the first to tell you, take these times and cherish them as memories forever. Because at one point in time, they won't be there any longer. But Gigi, do you want to say anything? You want to have anything to wrap up before we go into the other things we have to talk about?
Yeah, appreciate your family. Like,
yeah.
When my grandparents passed away, kind of ruined the holidays, because, you know, like that the patriarch of the family kind of like went away, and you know, the family didn't handle the passing well. So there's like a lot of drama there. So it's one of the reasons why we don't get together. So like, don't let that stupid stuff get like in your way and like ruin your family and whatnot. So like,
yeah,
at the end, But I don't know. It's a lot. There's a lot. You know, enjoy the people that love you. Enjoy the holidays. Be thankful for all the great things that are going on in your life. Because no matter what, there's definitely some good stuff going on in your life. No matter how you may feel, you just have to like kind of like change your perspective on some stuff.
Because sometimes you gotta start to think a little differently when it comes to family and the added chaos and drama, because once it's gone, no matter how fraught it was when it was there, there'll be a piece of you that'll miss it. And I know it sounds horribly weird to say that when you have your crazy uncle and your dysfunctional auntie and, you know, your mom and your dad and your crazy brother and sister, but at one point those people won't be there any longer, and you will be the last person that they will see, and you'll be the last person, and they'll be the last person that you will see, and vice versa. So sometimes you just gotta deal with some stuff, man. But thank you guys for listening to our 10 ways to survive the holiday season, family edition. We do have some resources for you to reach out to if it does get to become way too much for you to handle. If you are triggered and you are anxious and nervous and it just becomes too much, you can always reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Call or text 988. That'll take you straight to them. Crisis text line, text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741 for free mental health support. There is SAMHSA, which is spelled S-A-M-H-S-A, National Helpline. Call 1-800-662-HELP. That's HELP 4357. For referrals for mental health or substance use services. There's the Trevor Project. You can call 1-866-488-7386 or text START, that's S-T-A-R-T, to 678-678 for LGBTQ plus crisis counseling. And then there's NAMI Helpline, which is 1-800-950-NAMI, N-A-M-I, which is 6264, or email helpline at NAMI.org. Warm Lines, which is at Google, Warm Line in your state, just put your state, for free peer support. And guys, if you have any other questions or things that you feel more candid or you want to talk to Gigi and I about on the Let Me Take You Higher podcast, you can always email us at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com. A special shout out to our sponsors, guests, and of course, Gigi Luigi for joining us today. Gigi, you want to say any goodbyes, any happy holidays for people?
I was about to say, happy holidays, guys. You know, enjoy the time with your family, enjoy the time with your friends, and, you know, make smart, irresponsible decisions.
Smart, irresponsible decisions is what we love. And that's right. From all of us at Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, we're wishing you and all the people that you love a joyful, drama-free holiday season. Remember that all rights reserved by BC Entertainment 2024. And we'll see you next time. Enjoy your holidays, guys. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Unfold.